Okay, the boys said today's daf is daf Ayin Vez, and we're starting at the very top of the Omud, which follows after the Mishnah that we learned yesterday. We're going to quote a lot of the Mishnah as we go through the Gemara, and we'll turn back and forth to the Mishnah as necessary. At the beginning, let's look at the first halach of the Mishnah, where we learned that Pesach Shishchotoy Shaloi Lishmoy B'Shabbos. It's now Erev Pesach. It's Shabbos Kodesh, like this year, that Erev Pesach falls out on Shabbos. You got to shech the Korban Pesach. Well, we know already from B'mayadim B'mayadoy, no problem, shech the Korban Pesach. However, instead of shechting the Korban Pesach, L'shem Pesach, they shechted it Shaloi Lishmoy. For instance, for a Shlomim. Why do they do something so silly? I don't know, but that's what happened. What happens as a result of Korban Pesach is posel. How do I know it's posel? Barry already quoted the Mishnah yesterday. If you have a bad machshava of a Korban Pesach, it's a posel of Korban. So if it's a posel of Korban and you did it on Shabbos Kodesh, if you did it be shogeg. That's what it says in the Mishnah. Now the question is, when he went and he said Shaloi Lishmoy, did he purposely do Shaloi Lishmoy? Or was this a mistake when he said Shaloi Lishmoy? What type of mistake? So if you look in the first Rashi in the Mishnah of yesterday, the third wide line, a Pesach Sheshchote B'Shabbos Shaloi Lishmoy, Ukesover Kishem Shemut Lishmoy, Kach Mut Shaloi Lishmoy. He didn't know any better. He figured, Shmoy, what difference does it make? I'm bringing my Korban Pesach, and it's Erev Pesach, together with the multitudes of Klal Yisrael. So I call him Shmoy, Shaloi Lishmoy. I'm sure it's going to work. And that's what he did. Chayv Chata says Rashi, Shechilu Shabbos B'Shagi. So now, turning to the top of the Omid, B'maya Skinan, what exactly are the facts? Ilema B'Toya. What means it is Toya? Tap Rashi. He thought, in fact, that this was a different carbon. In other words, he has a Korban Pesach with him. This person had a whole bunch of animals that had been makdish for korbanos. Why? Because throughout the year, people have to go and bring a chatos or an osham, or they decide to menader a neder or a nedava, and throughout the year, they don't live in Yerushalayim. So they figure they're going to bring them all up at the time of Pesach, and then when they're going to come up, they'll bring all their behemoths and all their korbanos at that time. So he made a fundamental error, and that is he brought l'moshel a korban shlam. He brought his korban Pesach to the Azara, but he thought that it was not a korban Pesach. He thought it was a korban shlam. So that's why he had in mind, oh, we're bringing the shlamim now. When he's going to bring the korban Pesach, in another few minutes he'll bring the korban Pesach. But in the meantime, he wants to bring his korban shlam. He made a simple, ordinary mistake. Shamas minah, from this Mishnah L'chayra can be poshed my shayla, with Akira B'toya, is have Akira or not? What means the shayla? Because if we look at the Tap Toysviz tells us in the Mesechtas Menachos, in fact, it's a machloikis, whether an Akira B'toya is have Akira. In other words, this person wanted to do the right thing. Unfortunately, he made a mistake. He didn't do it on purpose. And so therefore, when he brought his Korban Pesach, he thought he was bringing his Korban Shlomim. That's why he said Shlomim. If somebody would have corrected him, saying, hey, Yankel, this is not a Korban Shlomim, this is a Korban Pesach. Oh, you're right, I'm so sorry. Shamnu Bekadna, I didn't mean it. It was a mistake. But
can he correct it? Once it's said, it's said.
So that's the point. Since it says in the Mishnah, I mean, he corrected before the Shechita, but now it's already Geshochten. So now the point is, he made a normal, natural boo-boo, a normal error. But if he would have known that this was a Korban Pesach, he would have wanted to say Lishmoy, L'shem Korban Pesach. He kasover shuzeh b'chacher. What does our Mishnah say? Chai v'chatos. In other words, even though you made a mistake, okay, you're stuck. People make mistakes throughout their lives, and they're stuck with their mistakes. So he's stuck with his mistake, and he has to go and bring a Korban Chatos because he made a boo-boo. And you see, Akira B'toya's Havi Akira, as a result, this Korban Pesach is now a possible Korban, because if we would hold Akira B'toya's Loi Havi Akira, okay, I said shlam, but really in my heart of hearts, I wanted it to be a kosher carbon. I would have certainly said Karban Pesach had I realized it was a Karban Pesach. Unfortunately, I didn't realize. I made a mistake. Why should I have to bring a Karban Chatos? Das sagt in der Mishnah, der Akira betoi is have the Akira. And since it's a machloikis, the Chorei should be able to poishut this Shaila from our Mishnah. Says Yigmar Ella, you know what? Since I don't want to get involved in that machloikis mesachtis menachais, because it's a machloikis amayroim, and the Chorei have a befeidish rai from our Mishnah, so therefore our Mishnah is talking about be'oiker. What means be'oiker? That he knew that this was a Karban Pesach, and he said, Karban Pesach ahin, Karban Pesach aher, I'm going to have in mind for Karban Shlomim. Not that it was a mistake, but he intentionally went and it was oikir. He changed the name from a chatos to a shlam. Not from a chatos, from a pesach to a shlam. Was up there?
I'm sorry, how would he benefit by...
A lot of people do things in the world they don't benefit from, but they do it because that's what the Yitzhara tells them.
He gets 2 days to eat a shlam and only one day to eat a pesach, so he thinks as the animals leave, you know.
So you're thinking that as a result of switching from karm pesach to karm shlam, he's going to have a benefit of 2 days.
Good. But he couldn't make it for a Karban Shlomim either because he didn't say the right animal to begin with.
The Maisa said this is going to be a Apostle of Karban. Why is it going to be a Apostle of Karban? For the same reason that we said before, the first Mishnah in Masechtas Zvachim. That any time by Karban Pesach, if you bring it, Shloi Lishma, it's going to go and be Apostle. So the Maisa said it's not going to work.
Right.
What his intentions were, I mean, what did he hope to benefit? Could be Barry is right. He was hoping to benefit. If it's a Karban Shlomim, we'll have it for 2 days. Moreover, if it's a Karban Pesach, I got to worry about Menuyim, I got to worry about Arelim, I got to go and worry about all those wonderful things here. I don't have to worry about it. It's just regular Karban Shlomim. And therefore, I have much more freedom. Anyway, for whatever reason he did it, he was Oiker. By the way, it doesn't say in our Mishnah and Gemara that this ever actually occurred. All of this is theoretical. Why would anybody want to be Oiker? You're right. But just in case a person were oiker and he switched it from lishma to shalai lishma, what would be the din? Would have a din of apostle of carbon and chaya olav chatas. So that's the first case of the Mishnah. Eima sefer, let's continue on in the Mishnah. Vishar kol azvachim, that's the next case on the second line of the Mishnah. Vishar kol azvachim, shishachton lishum hapesach. If you have another carbon, another behemoth that you were makdish for another carbon, for a shlamim or whatever it was, and he shechted it now on Erev Pesach l'shem Karban Pesach, now it depends whether this was ro'oi or einoi ro'oi. Now, in all cases, it's not ro'oi halachically because of the fact that he was makdish it for another carbon. He has no business switching it from a Karban Shlomim to a Karban Pesach. When we say Roy or Ein Roy, means that in the absence of his having been Makdish this animal, was this animal otherwise suitable for a Karban Pesach? Now, what are the suitability requirements? We've had this already a couple of times. The Pasuk says, Seh Tamim Zocher Ben Shana Yelachem. It's got to be a Seh, which means from either the Kvasim or the Ezim family, from one of the sheep or one of the goats. It's got to be a Zocher, and it's got to be a Ben Shana. It's got to be within its first year, and not older than a year. Okay, so what happens now? Yeshar kol hazvachim, he has the marshal of Karban Shlomim. Sheshachta l'shum ha-pesach, he has in mind, on Erev Pesach, I want to go and check the shem, Karban Pesach. Im einon re'uyin, why are they not roy? Because in fact it's an akeva, or it's an egel, or it's an ayil, meaning that it's 2 years old. Anything that would destroy the suitability for the eligibility requirement, im einon re'uyin, then chayv. And there's no question about it that you're chayv a karm chatas, like we said in the previous case. However, if they are ro'oi to be brought for a karm pesach, in other words, in the absence of the fact that I declared and consecrated this animal as a karm shlomim, otherwise it would have been ro'oi because it's a zocher, it's a ben shana, it's a seh. In such a case, Reb Lezer mechayiv chatas, Reb Lezer says, makes no difference. Bottom line is, on Erev Pesach, you have no business going and bringing other karbanos l'shem Karban Pesach, and therefore, if it's a regular Erev Pesach, no, mamayla. But we're talking about that it's Shabbos. Shabbos, you have no business doing that. The mechayiv chatas for going and bringing this Karban unnecessarily, going and calling the Karban Pesach, when it's not really a Karban Pesach, and therefore, mechayiv chatas. Reb Shua pointed. Why is Rabbi Shua Poiter in this case? So Rashi already told us yesterday, but it's important to look over the Rashi again today because this is going to be a concept that's going to go through our Gemara a number of times. And that's what we call a toye bedvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, at least awesome mitzvah tas. If you look at the Rashi, Rabbi Shua Poiter, back on Ayin Aleph Amud Beis, we're looking down seven lines into the wide lines, the beginning of the line, Rabbi Shua Poiter, because sover toye bedvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, kol dehu poter. He was talking about bar mitzvah. In other words, he should have brought a korban pesach. Instead, he's bringing a korban shlomim, and he's declaring that I'm bringing it l'shem korban pesach. It was also mitzvah kol dehu. Now, why is it a mitzvah kol dehu? As we'll see in the Rashi in another short moment. Therefore, he's part of mechiyav chata shabar. V'zeh also mitzvah. What was the mitzvah kol dehu that he did? Shehikrav korban. The kol hazvachem shenizvach shaloy lishman ksheirin. What the Gemara is telling us is that even though this is again the same Mishnah that Barry quoted a moment ago, so our Rashi is telling us is, when do I say that a Karban Pesach is a parcel of Karban? It was originally a Karban Pesach, and he switched it from Karban Pesach to the Mashala Shlomim. But if he switched a Shlomim to Karban Pesach, it's a kosher Karban. Now, did you have a business of bringing that type of Karban on Shabbos? No. Because on Shabbos, you're only supposed to bring, on a regular Shabbos, your Karban Temidim and your Kabbanis Musaf. It's Erev Pesach, okay. You bring a Karban Pesach, but you're not supposed to go and bring your own private Karban Shlomim, even if you go and say, ah, Rabbi Yisai, I'm declaring this to be a Karban Pesach. That's wrong. But nevertheless, it's still a kosher Karban. So therefore, it's a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. The awesome Mitzvah called to Episod Mitzvah to get done. In other words, he doesn't deserve to get Shishi or Maftir for what he did. But nevertheless, it's enough of the fact that it's a kosher Karban, a Karban called to. Therefore, says Rabbi Shua, it's Paitim. Okay, so Freitim Orient. Now, Rashi clearly told us that the reason why Rabbi Shua is pointed because he's a Torah B'dvar Mitzvah. Aha. The first case we got off saying at the top of the Omid on the second line, the first case of the Mishnah, not talking about Toya, it's talking about Oker. So let's continue on. The assumption is that this case is all to Oker. V'ba Oker, Mali Re'uyin, Mali She'en Re'uyin. If the person knew that this is not a Karban Pesach, and he says, I could care less. I'm going to be oike the shem of this Karban Shlomim, and I'm going to make it into a Karban Pesach. So, Ibazoi, what difference does it make that it's a ro'oi or she'en a ro'oi? If he's an oiker, he's a lav toye bidvar mitzvah. The whole reason, the only reason Rabbi Yeshua said he'd be potter is because he was a toye, and he meant well. After all, it's Erev Pesach today. He thought that this shlomim was a Karban Pesach, and it was ro'oi. It had all the simanim of your normal, regular Karban Pesach. So fine, that's the reason why he brought it. A toye bidvar mitzvah. So toye bidvar mitzvah, that's why he's potter. But if you're telling me he was oiker, he wasn't toy. He knew fully well what he was doing. He had all of his senses, and he was intentionally motivated to go and switch the Karban Shlomim for a Karban Pesach. Now you're going to go and tell me, well, maybe the reason why he's continued to be toy with Rav Mitzvah is because, after all, he wanted to be a Karban Pesach. He had the pure machshav as a Karban Pesach. Rashi says that those types of machshav is not a toy with Rav Mitzvah. He's a shoygig. Because a normal individual knows that you can't go and make such a switch. That's, for instance, the reason the Moshe Lagabi, the She'en and Ruyin. Why over there is Rabbi Yeshua Mechayev, just like Rabbi Lezer? What's the difference between Ruyin and She'en and Ruyin? So Rashi says in the Mishnah, because She'en and Ruyin, that's not a choice. Everybody knows you cannot bring an Egel. Egel means a young calf. For a card. Everybody knows it's got to be a Zohar, not on the Cape. Everybody knows it's got to be a Seh. It's got to be within 1 year. And therefore, if he switched it, that wouldn't be a Toya, that would be a Shogeg. No, a Shogeg, you have to go and bring a card Mechatas. So the Gemara is telling over here too. If he is being Oiker, then it shouldn't make a difference with Uyan or Shein and Uyan. Under all circumstances, the Locha is, if he's an Oiker, it should be Chayov.
Why should he Chayov? He's amazing. In fact, he's an Oker, then he's not a Shogeg. He's amazing. And amazing not Chayov Chatas.
He's an Oker in the sense that he's switching it from a Karban Shlom to a Karban Pesach. But he's not Oker in the sense that he wants to be Oiver Hilchus Shabbos B'mezid. He forgot that today is Shabbos, or he didn't realize that you cannot switch a Karban Shlom for Karban Pesach. He thought that just like...
nerve.
Is Oker to extricate?
Oker is to
remove.
Oker is to uproot.
Uproot.
You're uprooting what until now, just like when you oiker, for instance, you pull out a carrot from the also fine, you lift something up. See, here he is uplifting the name that was previously on this carbon, which was a carbon shlamim, and he's saying, I want it to be a carbon Pesach. So he's certainly not a toyer, but he is a shogeg. He didn't intentionally want to go and violate Shabbos, or he didn't know that you can't go and switch from a shlamim to a carbon Pesach.
There's a reason that you can't switch it?
You can't switch one carbon from one carbon to another. Every carbon is its own carbon. You can't switch it. There are certain carbonates that...
Once it's impressed with the name of that carbon...
Right, once it's designated.
Exactly. So if you want to take a look again at the Rashi in the Mishnah, in Einon Ru'uyin, it's Rashi at the end of the third line, beginning of the fourth line. In Einon Ru'uyin, Lepesach, you're going Egel. Fourth line of the Rashi, the wide line. You're going Egel, a calf. Oy Ayil, Ben Shteishonim. It's no longer a keves. It's now outgrown its first year. It's now into its second year. It's called an Ayil. Or it's in a keva. Chayv Lev Chatas. When, to answer Barry's question, in Nelmim Men Shabbos. He forgot today is Shabbos. Oy Kesav Shem Mudel Lishchet Acherim Lishem Pesach B'Shabbos. He thought you're allowed to go and take a shlom and switch it and then go and shech the current Pesach. He didn't know. Dein Lav Toi B'Dvar Mitzvah. That's not called Toi B'Dvar Mitzvah. The Hakol Yoidin Shein Zekosh LePesach. This fellow didn't know, but all the rest of us know. Anybody that's ever gone to any yeshiva, anybody's learned his Zvokhim, everybody knows that you can't bring a Karm Shlom for Karm Pesach. So that's not considered to be a Toi B'Dvar Mitzvah, but he's a Shoigig. Oh, if he's a Shoigig, then he has to go and bring a Karbon Chatas. So it's Zuk Nimar. So if he's an Oiker, he's not a Toya, and if he's not a Toya, what's the difference between Ru'uyim and Chayin Ru'uyim? Elef Shita, it must be talking about B'Toya. And that's why Rabbi Yeshua says that since it's a Ro'uy, he's a Toya B'Dvar Mitzvah. He says, what difference does it make? This is a Seh, that's a Seh, this is a Zohar, this is a Zohar. It's all the same, what difference does it make? And that's why he's talking about a Toya. And therefore, by Ru'uyin, Rabbi Yeshua said, Sechtoa Mitzvah Kol Duhu, because if it was any other time besides Shabbos, this would be a perfect carbon. You're right. He started off with the Shlomim. He had a Machshava Shalai Lishmai. But it's a kosher carbon. So therefore, says the Gemara, it must be talking about a case of Toya. So, Reisha Ba'oikir Ba'seifu Ba'toya, does that make sense to go and switch midstream from case 1 to case 2, from a case of Oikir to a case of Toya? Amr Rabban, yes, and that's Takan Pshat in the Mishnah. Reisha Ba'oikir Ba'seifu Ba'toya, Chanish Kabreda. Asher of Yitzhak Yosef Lir Bavo, Davi Koi Bilchlusa Di'inchi, he met Rabavo and they were standing in a large, large crowd. Even today in Eretz Yisrael, the word ochlosin means population. Ochlusia, good. So ochlusa, the inchi means a lot of people. It's omalei masnisin mai. How did you learn pshat in the Mishnah? Omalei, very simple. Reisha b'oikir v'seifa b'toya. Says Yimara, tonu minei arboin zimnim. He asked him to repeat it, and he learned it 40 times. Damalei kimanu mamcha b'kisei. To the point that it was as if it was in his purse or in his wallet or in his pocket. In other words, and he had a firm grasp of this, so that in the middle of the night somebody would wake him up. Hey, Yanko! Reisha ba'oikir v'seifa b'toya. Reisha ba'oikir v'seifa. No, I wasn't asking you about that. I want to know whether shul would be open this morning because of the snow. Reisha ba'oikir v'seifa b'toya. That was commanded Minchil Kusim. Okay, tonight. Let's continue on the mission. Omer Reblezer. Again, Reblezer and Reb Yeshua are arguing in the case of other zvachim, like a shlomim, that he had in mind, shaloi lishmoi, lishem zvachim, but rather lishem carbon pesach, on ere pesach shecholi yos b'shabbos, and it was ro'oi, it had all the normal eligibility criteria, that according to Reb Lezer, you're still chayv a carbon chatos, while according to Reb Yeshua, you're pot. So Reb Lezer. Reb Lezer now is challenging Reb Yeshua. Ma im pesach, shemut lishmoi, if you have a carbon Pesach that you're bringing on Erev Pesach, on Shabbos, mutter l'shmoy. If you do l'shmoy, not only it's mutter, you're being mekayim the mitzvah. But what did it say at the beginning of our Mishnah? Kisheshina eshemoy. If you switched it from l'shmoy to shaloi l'shmoy, chayv. That's what it says in the Mishnah. That's the first halacha. Pesach shechach to shaloi l'shmoy, chayv chatas. Zvachim. Shein Asurin Lishman, if you want to go and bring now a shlamim on this Shabbos, are you allowed to? Mm-hmm. Of course not. It's also Lishmoy. It's Kishishina Shemoy, and it didn't say Chayv. Then Avad, if you Mishan, the Shem, then it's you're certainly going to be Chayv. Again, matzah korban pesach that it's mutar lishmoy. But if you mishan Hashem, you're chayiv. Zvachim that even if you do it lishmoy, it's asur. And certainly, if you mishan Hashem, you should be chayov. So I have my korban shlomim now. It's asur to bring lishmoy. I mishan it from lishmoy to korban pesach. I'm mirashini Hashem. The chanavada nevada, you should be chayiv. Like I learned, says Reb Lezer, not like you, Reb Yeshua. So, Gemara, on the surface, it sounds like a good kavachomer, but I got a big problem. Vim iso, based on what we've been learning now for the last 15-20 minutes, that the Reish is talking about oiker, and the Seif is talking about toye, holy dummy, the Reish, holy dummy. The two cases are not the same. You cannot make a kavachomer in the case of Pesach to the case of Zvach. The reisha be oiker. The reason why in the reisha we said if you're kishinesh shemoy shaloy the shemoy is chayov because then he was oiker. He says I know this is a karm pesach, but I'm going to be oiker anyway, make it a karm shlam. That's why he's chayv. The sefer was talking about betoya that he meant well. He thought that you can go and switch a karmin shlam for karmin pesach, and therefore he was a toya. And therefore, what's the kasha? I don't understand what Reb Lezer's kal v'chayim is that he's asking Rabbi Shua. Everything while Reb Lezer lo shani lei, couldn't Reb Lezer say no difference? Because Reb Lezer in our Mishnah says reuyin she'enin reuyin, it makes no difference. I don't subscribe to Reb Yeshua's distinction of a toye bedvar mitzvah. Even Reb Yeshua only says a toye bedvar mitzvah by something which is roi. So at least that's a shaychus. If it's in a roi, even Reb Lezer agrees that's not a toye bedvar mitzvah. That's just a din of a shogeg. Reb Lezer says I don't hold this whole distinction b'chlal. Your roi, nishroi, in all cases, he happens to be chayiv a karm chatas. So therefore, according to him, there's no difference between an oiker, between a toya. It's all the same across the board, and that's why he thinks it's a good kal v'chomer. But frank more of the Rishu, the Shanilei, the Rishu that does make that distinction, lishnilei, hachi, why doesn't he answer that in the Mishnah? He should go and say, Reb Lezer, with all due respect, how can you go and bring a raif in the case of oiker? There, of course, I would agree to Jehaiva Khatas. The only reason why I'm saying by the Ru'uyan that he is potter, because of the fact that he's a Toye Bidvar Mitzvah. And also, it's a Koldo with Epsepsa Kitina Psechtikal Mitzvah. So, Ibazoi, Zotimara, why didn't he answer that? Emphatimara, that in fact is what he answered. Hochik Amalei, what Rabbi Yeshua said to Rabbi Lezer. Now, the first part is not quoted in the Mishnah. Lididi, according to me, Loidami, your whole Kal v'chomer doesn't even start. Why not? Because Reish is talking about Oikev Seif Matoya, and therefore you're mixing apples and oranges. According to you, that hold that there is no difference. Loi, loyim amrit bepesach sheshina eshemoy ledover ha'asur. The reason why in the Mishnah it says in the Reisha that if you mishan Hashem from a Karm Pesach to Karm Shlomim, you're chayiv a carbon chatos, because you were mishanet to something which is awesome. You're not allowed to bring a carbon shlomim on Erev Pesach shechol liyois b'shabbos. And that's why you're chayiv a carbon chatos. Toyim v'zvachim, sheshina shemon, what was he mishanet Hashem? He didn't go and take a shlomim and say, I have in mind now for b'char, or I have in mind now for an oila. He was mishanet Hashem l'dover hamutter. And that's in fact what he says in the Mishnah. If you go back to our Mishnah, the first two wide lines, Omoloy Rabbi Yeshua, Loyim Amis Bepesu Shishino Bedover Aser, Toyim Bezvachim Shishino Bedover HaMutter. And so therefore, Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi Yeshua is saying, as far as I'm concerned, the whole Kal v'chomer doesn't even start. Because the case of Pesach was talking about Oiker, the case of Shah Zvach was talking about Toye. But according to you, Rabbi Lezer, they don't distinguish between the two because you don't believe in this Toye Bidvar Mitzvah concept. So if it's all the same, that's why you're being a Kal v'chomer. It's still not a good Kal v'chomer. Because in the case of the Reisha, the reason why you chayv a Karm Chatos, because you mishan the davar Asur, you have no business bringing a Karm Shlom. So if you brought a Karm Pesach and you're saying I'm bringing a Karm Shlom, you're mishan the davar Asur. That's why you chayv a Karm Chatos. Mashenkin in the Sefer, he had a good machshava. He's trying to do the good thing. He started off with a Karm Shlom. He says, I can't bring a Karm Shlom today, but I need a Karm Pesach. I'm going to go and say this is a Karm Pesach. In such a case, in Mishan Ledover HaMutter, that's why, if you take a Shlom and you Mishan Shem, it's a kosher carbon. Elishli Ola Balishim Choyva. That's Mahtab Seshtikul Mitzvah, Toy Bidvar Mitzvah, and therefore he's part. Let's continue on in the Mishnah. Omer later Blazer. Blazer now continues to challenge Rabbi Yeshua. Emurei tzibur yoichichu. Now remember, we learned this yesterday. Rashi pointed out we don't mean emurin like the normal type of emurin. That's the chalavin you put on the mizbeach. But the word emurim over here means karbonos tzibur yoichichu. If you want to just take a quick look at the Rashi, Rashi is about 8 lines from the bottom of the Omid, towards the end of the line, emurei tzibur. Karbonos hu amurim b'tzibur b'shabbos. So the word emurim, like from the Russian amira, that the karbonos which are enumerated, which are discussed, b'tzibur b'shabbos, kigoyim, the karbonos to meet them, umusavim, yoichichu, shemutarim l'shochtom l'shmon, v'ashoichet shar zvachim l'shmon, b'shabbos is chayiv. So getting back to our Gemara, so only Reb Lezer says to Rabbi Yeshua, emurei tzibur yoichichu, Emur tzibur, the regular karbonis tzibur, like tamidim and musafim, so they are very similar to the karm pesach, that they're allowed to be brought on Shabbos. Shein mutar lishman avada, you have to bring a karm tamid, you have to bring a karm musaf. It's not just it's mutar lishman, that's the chiyuv to go and do lishman avada. Vashoich lishman, if you were to go and take another animal and say, you know what, I want to bring this other animal which I was makdish for, the marshal karm shlomim, and I want to go be mishan Hashem, and I want to do lishman lishem karbon tamid, what would be the din? You would be chayiv on such a karbon. Don't you agree to that, Reb Yeshua? So isn't that the same case over here? Here, by this person, he wanted to go and bring a karm pesach, and absentmindedly or by mistake, he was a toya, he took a karm shlomim, and he's bringing it for karm pesach. You said that it's potter. Here, by the case of the karbonis tzibur, where you have to go and bring a karm tamid, this person by mistake took a karm shlomim and says, you know what? I'm going to bring this for the karm tamid for the base of Mikdash. So he was mishana from the shlomim to a tamid. It's like taking a shlomim and making a karm pesach, and make a shlomim and make it into a tamid. Don't you agree in the case of the tamid that he's chayiv? Isn't that the same thing over here by the karm pesach? Should all to be chayiv. He's all to toy vidvar mitzvah. He meant well. Why do you agree here that it's chayiv? The karm pesach, you say that it's potter. Only to be sure. Loi im amres memuri tzibur. By karbonis tzibur is a different story. Shekein yesh lehen kitzva. Toi bepesach she'in le kitzva. What means sheyesh lehen kitzva? Because how many karbonis tamid, how many karbonis musaf do you bring on Shabbos? You only go and bring 2 karbonis tamid and only 2 kvasim for musaf. That's all. So therefore, it doesn't make sense to go and say that in that case he was toye like a ta'us. He should have seen and understood that we're only bringing 1 or 2 or 3 or 4 karbanis today. He wants to go and bring his own karban tamid. Where are you coming from? But the karban pesach, there's thousands and hundreds of thousands that are being brought. Okay, there I can understand. He says, I see there's a karban shlomim there in the corner. We may need it for another karban pesach. Bring it in. Maybe a few people that didn't have a chance to go and be part of the menuyim. These are the kaswat shlomim who are coming not for the third kat, they're coming for the fourth and fifth kat. They're really delayed. They didn't even sign up yet. I want to be mezakeh them. That makes sense by karban pesach eilan kitzvah. But by karban tamid, eilan kitzvah. Let's look at the Rashi back in the Mishnah. Zogt Rashi, sheishlan kitzva. Sheinu roya acherim harbe asukim b'shchitasim. You don't find thousands and thousands of people standing around on assembly line trying to do the zrikim and the kabbalah sadam and the shchita. There are only 3 or 4 kahanim that are doing whatever you need to do to bring the karm tam and the karm musim. V'kimen shenishchad hatamid, as soon as gishachtim, yedehu shein tarach lishchad oid. He knows or should know, we're done. You don't have to have 12 to meet him today. It's only 1 in the morning, 1 in the afternoon. Hilkach ain't the toya l'shoig. That's not called a toya. It's a shoigig. I mean, any child knows. It's chadavah parshit. This shouldn't be. It's not a toya case. It's a shoigig case. That's why you have to bring karm chatas. Next Rashi. Toya pesach she'en l'kitzvah. Shehakol tzrichin kach. Everybody in Klal Yisrael needs a karm pesach. Vayu roya sacherim harbi oiskim kach. He sees kenai nahara, thousands and thousands of people rushing, coming, going, etc. V'tor v'sasim l'mitzvah. V'afilu shochat hu pischa kvar. This fellow might already have brought his own karm pesach. However, motzah zebach ze'oimid bazaret, he sees nebach this behemoth there crouching there in the back of the Azara, near in the corner, because some Shu Pesach, he figures, well, what's it doing here today? Come ahead, must be a Karban Pesach. I don't know who Karban Pesach this belongs to. Somebody should be in charge. And probably the person in Echleis, he had to go out, he forgot, he got lost. The behemoth ran away. Anyway, so he says, I'm going to try to be mezakel the shemishu, but toral kach. But he made a toast because, in fact, it was a shlomim, it wasn't a Karban Pesach. Hilkach toy bedvar mitzvahu, and that's why Rabbi Yeshua holds that you are potter because it's not a shol gig; it's a toy bedvar mitzvah. Zokimar lememra. So this is what Rabbi Yeshua said in the Mishnah as a response to Rabbi Lezer, who tried to bring a raya from the normal karboni sima. Zokimar lememra dechol heicha the islei kitzva machayv Rabbi Yeshua. So you're telling me that according to Rabbi Yeshua, that if Islay Kitzvah, like our case in the Mishnah by the Karban Tumah and Karban Musaf, where there's a set, narrow, limited amount, then Rabbi Yeshua says that, then I agree with you. Then you're talking Mechuyev. By Tumah, yeah, Mechuyev, he brings the Karban Tumah, Mechuyev. By Tinoikos, Diyesh Len Kitzvah, Utanan. What's the case of the Tinoikos? Guy had two tenoikas. Either he himself had twins and one was born a few minutes later, and therefore it's over the timeline, it's no longer on the same day, or it could be a moil that has two separate babies that he's in charge of that he has to go and mal. Doesn't make a difference, but the point is, he's got two kids. One of them is a Sunday bris, and one is a Shabbos bris. And he was mal the Sunday baby on Shabbos. Then he is chayiv. He's chayiv a karm chatos for being oyved the isurim of doing, performing the bris on Shabbos.
Shalom b'makam mitzvah.
Shalom b'makam mitzvah. And what would be the isur? He's mativ dam, the dam that came out, which would be chabur shchita. Exactly. Noitiv dam is chayiv. What happens if it's the other way around? What's the other way around? Echel amul be echel Shabbos, the erev Shabbos, the echel amul be Shabbos. It's Shabbos morning, and we have two kids. One's a Friday bris, and one's a Shabbos bris. Obviously, he should do the Shabbos one. He shouldn't do the Friday one. Why didn't do it yesterday? I don't know why. Or Rashi says maybe the child wasn't feeling well, and that's why they couldn't do it on Friday. But it wasn't the type of sickness that you have to wait a week. I guess they had the sniffles or whatever, and they.
And once it's no longer bismano, it's not doche Shabbos, even though it's a regular.
But it's a mitzvah.
Both of you are right, exactly. You can go and do it normally the first available day. After that, you couldn't do it on Friday because you had the sniffles. So, Shabbos, you can't do it, unfortunately. And if you do the bris on Shabbos, however, you will be mekayim a mitzvah. Why will you be mekayim a mitzvah? Because his child is already roi. It's not like the first case where it was a Sunday bris and the guy malid him on Shabbos, which was premature, and then you're going to have to be matav dam bris again on Sunday, because you weren't mekayim the mitzvah. Here, it's a Friday bris, and you're doing it on Shabbos. Okay, you shouldn't have done it on Shabbos, but if you did it, you're mekayim the mitzvah. Okay, so what does the Mar say? V'shachach umol ishol erev Shabbos v'shabbos, rablezim mechayiv chatzis, Rabbi Yeshua poitim. Now, why is Rabbi Yeshua poitim? Because Rabbi Yeshua holds, Torah b'dvar mitzvah, v'yosam mitzvah poter. And he is awesome mitzvah over here. There's one problem over here. It's the Yeshla Kitzvah. We don't have over here 100,000 kids, babies lined up. Halavai, we should have 100,000 babies lining up all for a bris that day. But we don't. We only have two kids, right? It's a Yeshla Kitzvah situation. It's like the Karban Tumah. We don't have 100 to meet him. We only have the two to meet him in the morning, the afternoon. And nevertheless, Rabbi Yeshua says, point. Why did Rabbi Yeshua point that? He should say, like in the Mishnah, he agreed in the case of Yeshla Kitzvah that you're chayiv. Why did he say over here you're potter? Rabbi said, good gefrekt. We have to go and say that there's an ukimta over here. It's a special situation. It's talking about that the first of the two that he malid, the two kids over here, one of them is a Shabbos bris, which he should be doing today. The other one is a Friday bris, which he should not be doing today. But absent-mindedly, without asking, without realizing, they looked like they were identical twins. Anyway, he was makdim, he was mal the erev Shabbos on Shabbos. He was mal that one first. The ikah hach, the Shabbos, the Torah bay. He has the other one of Shabbos that he has the tirda that he has to worry about that other one. Here it's talking about that the emura tzibur, the carbon tzibur, was already out off of the screen, off of the radar screen, because that was done already. What does the Gemara mean to say? The Gemara means to say is, in our case, when I say our case, in the case of the maling of the children, the two babies were both here. He hadn't maled either one yet. So he's torid. Here's not only that he's toye b'dvar mitzvah, he's also torid b'dvar mitzvah. What is his tirda? His tirda is, I gotta go and do the Shabbos bris today. Accidentally, unfortunately, he was mocked when he did the Friday bris today. Now that's an important nekuda, because if he would have already done the Shabbos bris today, so now he's already yoytzer, now when he's going to do the second baby, he's no longer torah midvar mitzvah, because there's no mitzvah to go and mal the Friday bris today. When he started off with two babies, then he had the tirda that he had to go and do a Shabbos bris today. So if he messed up and he did a Friday bris first, says Rabbi Shua, you're going to go and be potter, because he was torid b'dvar mitzvah. However, had he went and done the milah of the Shabbos bris first, so that's finished, that's done. So now what is he left with? The Friday one. No reason why he should be torid to go and do the Friday one. It's a kitzvah, and also there's no tirda left, because he's finished the mitzvah that he was that was incumbent on him to do today.
And then the tamidim, once the tam is brought, I mean, until there's two tamidim.
That's the next case. We're talking about the tam is shachal, right. Or the tam is ben boy. I'm not talking about both. Either one of them. That's already done. Since that's already done, he no longer has the tirda to go and bring a carbon tumid. Why, mister, are you bringing now a carbon tumid? We've done it already. It's like the case of the bris, where had he done already the correct bris first, then it's done already. He doesn't have the tirda anymore. So therefore, the chilik between our case of the bris and the chilik of the case of the carbon tumid, here is not so much kitzvah or ain't a kitzvah, but rather torud or ainoi tarid. Let's look at the Rashi. Hachamayaskinan, Rashi is about 3-4 lines higher. Hachamayaskinan, you're going to kadum umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. B'sho'a shemol ezeh, when he maled the Friday one, adayin shneim oindim, both of them are still standing here, or lying there. The mishim hachi potter, the tarid hoye bi'echen mehem, the oidea husha yoyim choyves o'echer alat. It was incumbent upon him, he had the obligation, he had the tear, he had the headache, and that's the reason why, if he went and did the wrong one first, he's part. However, Masidik is going to come to Shachtin Lemuri Tziba to actually have a Torah the Asa Bishkitasin. You're done, mister. You did the carpet comment already. Go home. Go and join your wife and have Kiddush at home. What are you still standing around over here? So now, if he decides to be a good guy and to bring another animal which is crouching somewhere in the Azar and said, I'm going to bring it for carbon tumbit, it's no longer an obligation to bring a carbon tumbit. Exactly. He's no longer tarid. In such a case, it's not Mishnah. And he'll be chayiv.
Kitzvah is an expense.
Kitzvah means a limit. Somebody says limit. Frank Dimari Hachi. Remeir Oimer. Let's go weiter in the Mishnah. It says in the Mishnah, Remeir says, Af ha-shoichu l'shem emuri tzibur is potter. Remeir disagrees with what we've just been saying. Reb Lez and Reb Yeshua took it as a davar poshut, that if you're talking about the carbon tumen or carbon musaf, the carbonis tzibur, then in such a case, if you went and you shechted your own voluntary carbon, a carbon shlomim, and you decide, I'm going to go and dedicate it for a carbon tumen, we said the mission is going to be a chayef. Why are you going to be chayef chatos? We said it's somebody nukimta, shekodem v'shechtinu, he already brought the carbon tumen, so why are you bringing another carbon tumen? Ah, shoygig, he has a din of a carbon chatos. But Remeir says it's your partner. Does that make sense? Even though you've already brought the carbonis tzibur already, he's no longer torid bidvar mitzvah. He no longer has a tear done because it was already accomplished. So if that's the case, he should be chayiv, just like Reb Lezer and Rabbi Yeshua said. And Freiti Gemara, now we're going to ask Remeir on Remeir himself. Here it says Vatanya, there's another year, so Vatani Reb Chia me Evel Orev. Rashi says Evel Orev is the name of a place, so it could be that this is not your regular Reb Chia. This is a special Reb Chia that comes from Evel Orev. Efshiot, Efshinish. What did he say? Omer Meir, Leinech Lekur Reb Lezver Reb Yeshua. Now we go back to the brisim again. Baruch Hashem. Ah, we talk about a brisim. There's no machlokas shehoyu loy shnei tinoikas. Now you're going to see something fascinating. We're going to go and reverse what we were talking about until now. Which means, until now we said that when you do a Shabbos, when you do a Sunday bris on Shabbos, you're not toyi b'dvar mitzvah, because it's not a mitzvah to go, or you are toyi b'dvar mitzvah, but mavloyos a mitzvah. You didn't accomplish anything, because tomorrow, Sunday, you're going to still have to bring the balloons and the teddy bears, because you weren't yoitza the bris yet. Right. You're going to have to go into a tafas dam bris tomorrow. It's too early, it's premature. Therefore, we said everybody would agree he'd be chayiv, because leyos a mitzvah. However, if you did the Friday one, you do on Shabbos, says Rabbi Yeshua, a toyev advar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. Bottom line is, or Hashem is gemalit, so you shouldn't have done it lechad chalav. If you did it, shine, you're potter from a karm chatzis. Here we go, I'm going to say just the opposite. Loinech lechad Rabbi Lezer Yeshua, shahi lo shnei tinoikis. Echad lomul erev Shabbos, the echad lomul b'Shabbos, one that you're supposed to bring on Friday, and one that you're supposed to bring on Shabbos. V'shochach umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. You went and you did the bris milah for the Friday one on Shabbos. Everybody agrees the chayiv, even though you were yoytzer the mitzvah, who was tobit bar mitzvah, yoytzer mitzvah. Even Rabbi Yeshua holds a chayiv. Al manech leku. Where is the machlokes? Al shahoyu leshnei tinoikis. Echad lomul acher Shabbos. One was a Sunday bris. The echad lomul Shabbos, and one was a Shabbos bris. V'shochachu mol eshel acher Shabbos b'Shabbos, and he did the Sunday bris on Shabbos. Was he mekayim a mitzvah? No, because the chusis man is premature. The blev mechayiv chaser is shul poitin. Wow. Can you imagine?
How could that be? How could that be? If Rabbi Shua is poter, if you did the Sunday baby.
That's the Gemara's Kasha with Tisbara. But before we get to the Gemara's Kasha with Tisbara, that's what it says in the Brisa. So now the Gemara is asking Astira Remeir on Remeir. What did Remeir say before? He said the Gabi the Karbonois Tzibur, your potter. And even if you went and you're Kodim Vishachtinu Leimurei Tzibur Bereisha, your potter. The same Remeir said, in the case of the Shnei Tinoikis, Echad Lomul Erev Shabbos, the Echad Lomul B'Shabbos, V'Shochachu Mol, everybody holds that it's Chayav. Oh, so if everybody holds in that case it's Chayav, why does the mayor say over here, by the case of the Karbonis Tzibur, that you're Potur? Everybody agrees, Reb Lezer Yeshua, in such a case, that you're Chayav, even though he was Mikayim a mitzvah, he was Torbid Var mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah. He did a Friday bris on Shabbos. Shouldn't have, but he's Mekayim a mitzvah. You're still chayiv. Here by the Karban Tomid, he wasn't even Mekayim a mitzvah, because we already brought the Karban Tomid.
It's
totally extra. He's not Torah with Bar Mitzvah. What's going on? So before the Gemara answers the Kasha, the Gemara says, you're asking a Kasha from the Reisha of this price on Remeir. The whole price of the Chayra doesn't make sense. The Tisbara, this is what Barry was asking before. Mahasam the loy oved mitzvah. Madach in the case of the Sefer, when you had the Sunday baby that you did on Shabbos, you weren't mekayim a mitzvah. You're going to have to do a bris again tomorrow. Atof is dam bris. Loy oved mitzvah. Potter of Yeshua. In the Reish Eichad the Ka'oven mitzvah,
right,
when he did a Friday bris on Shabbos, okay, he shouldn't have done it. But if he did it, you're mekayim a mitzvah. Why would he say mekayim? It's just it doesn't make sense. V'nahapachu. That's the Gemara's kasha. Amid ve'er b'yanai, reish g'goin shekodem umol shul Shabbos b'erev Shabbos. The reish is talking about that the Shabbos bris that he was supposed to do on Shabbos, he did on Friday. Remember, he had two babies over here, a Friday baby and a Shabbos baby. Until now, we assumed that both the Friday and the Shabbos were waiting for Shabbos. The reason why he didn't do the Friday bris on Friday, the baby had the sniffles, whatever it was, they delayed it until Shabbos, it was a little bit yellow. They're going to do it. He shouldn't go into the Shabbos, but he did it. Shite, he made a mistake. Everybody agrees it's chayv. The question, why? It's Torah b'dam mitzvah, it's a mitzvah, he should be bought. He says, well, I'll tell you why. That's not the case. It's talking about that the Shabbos bris, that he was supposed to do on Shabbos, he made a mistake. In other words, they switched the two twins around. How do they switch it around? The Shabbos one they did on Friday, and now they're doing the Friday one on Shabbos. that the one, the Shabbos that he did on Friday, that's a separate headache. That's not our concern. Our concern is that the Friday one he's doing now in Shabbos. Says the Gemara, Shlei Nitna Shabbos Yidochais. Here he doesn't have the Torah, the tear to the mitzvah, because he has no right to go and do any bris today on Shabbos.
But he thinks he does. Isn't the tear to the mitzvah in his head? I mean, we're talking about tear to the mitzvah. Is it we're on the gavra, not on the baby, not on the chetza? The tear to the mitzvah is on the person. It's the person who's tired. I'm not making a joke here. We talk about.
I know, but you're talking about gavra and chetza.
No, but the tear is really on the person's mind. It's in the.
100% right. But you're 100% right. But let's go back to Imar before. Remember, Imar said before that there's an afkamina between which one he did the bris first. And the Gemara said that if he's kodem umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos, this is not our case, but 10 lines before the white lines.
Yeah.
Rav Ami said hachem ha'iskinam kigoy kodem umol eshel erev Shabbos b'Shabbos. He did that one first. The ikah hach to Shabbos the Torah be. There's still in the background the second one, which is the Shabbos bris, which he's Torah be. He has that tear to go and do it. Sorry,
it's haunting him. It's hovering over him.
Exactly. He has this obligation, which he knows he has to be Makai.
So it's still a viable obligation. Now he has a new obligation.
Yeah, but even so,
let's finish the response. What's the halacha? So we said in such a case, he's Torah b'dvar mitzvah. What happens if he did the other way around? What did Rashi say? That what? He was first malad the one that he's supposed to do on Shabbos, and now he's left with a Friday one, and he does the bris for the Friday one? Even Rabbi Yeshua is going to be maskim in such a case that he's going to be chayv. Why is he going to be chayv? He was a Torah b'dvar mitzvah, not when he did the second bris, because the first one is done already. He should go home. What is he sticking around for? He's no longer. Look, let's look at that Rashi again. I'm looking at the Rashi. Ayin beis amud aleph.
V'shor
shemol ze adain shteim oimdim debshem hachi pater the torid hoya bi echad mehen the idea husha yoim chaydeso echad Allah. He knows that he has a chayva, and therefore he has that tirda. But what happens if it would be the other way around, like the case of the Mishnah going to Kadav Shechtin Lemur Yitziva? That we have a torah v'at mishchat. If he was bringing his voluntary carbon for carbon tamid before they brought the carbon tamid, okay, there's an obligation on Klal Yisrael, including this individual, to go and bring that carbon tamid. Fine. See, he was a torah v'bar mitzvah. But once the mitzvah is already accomplished, he's no longer torah. He should go home. He shouldn't be standing around there going and finding new mitzvahs. So therefore, that's why by the bris milah, if he would have malad the Shabbos dikka first, then he would be chayiv on the second bris, even though he was toyim at bar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, because it was a Friday baby and he did it on Shabbos. But he had no agenda to go and...
But he thought he did. He thought he did. I'm not going to press it, but he thought he did. And just because he did, in the second case, he has both babies. In the original case, we're presenting both babies are there on Shabbos, uncircumcised.
But when he thought he did he make a mistake?
Yes.
That's why he has to go and bring a Karm Chattas, okay. Because he made that mistake. But he, Lumasa, didn't have the tear to the mitzvah. If he would have had the tear to the mitzvah, then he would be bought. But he didn't have the chance. So here, the Gemara says the same thing applies. That the Shabbos bris he already did on Friday. The only one that's left now is the Friday baby to go and do on Shabbos. Friday baby he's not supposed to do on Shabbos. Like Nitna Shabbos Lidochis. So therefore he doesn't have on his head that tear to the mitzvah. Seifa! Nitna Shabbos Lidochis Etzloi. But the Seifa, it was Nitna Shabbos. What was the Seifa case? Seifa case was, show you the first white line. Show you like Shnei Tinoikis Echel Echel. Lomel Acher Shabbos B'Acher Lomel B'Shabbos. So he didn't previously do any babies. Baruch Hashem, he didn't, because one is a Shabbos, one's a Sunday. Both of them are on his head. The only real one that's on his head is the Shabbos bris. But Lamaisa, the Shabbos bris is on his head. So he's a torrid Sidvar mitzvah. Because Sidvar mitzvah, that's why you're going to be potter in the safe. Safe in the Shabbos Lidochis Letzler. Hocha. But getting back to our case of the Karbanos, Hari Nitna Shabbos Lidochis Eitzel Karban Tzibur. This Shabbos was Nitna to go and bring the Karban Tzibur, and therefore that's why the mayor holds in such a case he would be potter. Today is a chiyuv to bring the Karban Tamid. In the case of the baby where he only had left the Friday baby, because he already did the Shabbos baby on Friday
incorrectly,
so the Friday baby is not Nitna Shabbos Lidochis. You're not supposed to go and do that that bris today. So therefore, he's not torud b'mitzvah. There's no mitzvah to be torud today. The Seifa, however, there was a tirda because he had to do the Shabbos bris for the Shabbos one. He did the Sunday one by mistake, but he was a torud b'dvar mitzvah. He had a mitzvah today to do the Shabbos one. Here too, by the case of the Talmud, according to the Meir, he had the tirda that he has to bring a carbon Talmud today. So that's why, if he ultimately brought his own carbon tamid, therefore he would be potter aliba derame.
How could a person bring their own carbon tamid? Carbon tamid has to come from a common property of the shkolim. This whole thing doesn't pass scrutiny. It doesn't. A person comes and says, we need an extra carbon tamid today. What is this? It doesn't add up.
Rashi says a couple of places that it's talking about that he found a tles standing there in the back of the room, and he decided, this is probably going to be for the Karm Tum. Rashi specifically says it by Pesach, but he says also Lagabe, the case of the
Karm. I can understand it's 100,000 korbanos and one...
That's the Gemara's Teretz, that's the Mishnah about Kitzvah, and in Kitzvah.
Right,
I hear Gemara's talking about the case of the Tirda.
It doesn't make sense. They kept them in the corral, in the Dira there, and they checked them. Suddenly somebody coming, being, oh, here's Karm Tum. I'm shechting a korban tamid. I'm wondering if the coin will lose Zrika. If this person is a coin, doesn't make this whole peril doesn't make sense. This whole scenario doesn't make sense. If a person is coming, if he's a coin and he's shechting, he knows better. And if he's not a coin, he's shechting the coin.
Look at Rashi in the bottom of the Amud Aleph. Last two lines of the Rashi. Last two lines. Vashoychet, you have in the middle of the line.
Vashoychet
v'shem amuri tzibur nitna Shabbos lidoches eitzel karben tzibur.
Correct.
V'afel gav de kodem shachtinu leimuri tzibur. Even though we already brought it, Hari shachach, he made a mistake. He forgot. Vayidei shetorud b'zevach zeh. Apparently, he's a member of this beis av of this mishmar. He's supposed to be shechting. He's torud in the zevach. He knows that the zevach is going to be brought. Nival, he began to read it. He meant well. It was Torah. It was his day. He's doing the avodah there in the basement. You're not talking about somebody that comes from Tel Aviv and he arrives and he says, I want to bring carbon tamid. He's busy with the karbana. He said he made a mistake. Okay. I'm the Ravashi of Kahana. Hochanami. Hari nitna Shabbos lidochas etzel tinoikas the alma. Why are you telling me in the first case like nitna Shabbos lidochas? There is a chiyuv out there.
Yes.
In other words, it's somewhat similar to the carbon tzibur of the carbon talmud that's incumbent on Klal Yisrael. Yes, there are obviously individual kahanim that are going to do the avoida, but it's incumbent on everybody. So why don't you go and say that even though he did the bris of the Friday one, I'm sorry, of the Shabbos one back on Friday, and the only one that's left now is the Friday one for Shabbos, and he's not torah to do the bar mitzvah because there's no mitzvah to go and do it. It's not nitna Shabbos lidochas by this moil. You have no business going and doing any bris today. Why not? There may be hundreds or thousands of other tanoikas throughout the world. So this Shabbos is a Shabbos which is nitna milo lidochas. As far as Shabbos is concerned, it's nitli dachas. But this individual, if he's not called upon to do any other brisim, if he's called, it's a different story. But Lamaisa, as far as he's concerned, he only has to do one bris today. Why do you have to do one bris? Because the other identical 20 already did yesterday. That's already off the table. There's only one left. But the one that's left is a Friday baby. It's not a Shabbos baby. So he shouldn't have done it today. So he's not torah b'dmar mitzvah of doing a bris b'zmanoi. That's why it says that he would be chayov.
So we had a machlokas.
I'm happy to address the issue. It's already 52 minutes, and we have quite a long omen still to go.
Okay.
So tomorrow, right there, that's why we're not going to be able to go make up for Shabbos today. V'shabbos koshal goes v'achim shishochton l'shum Pesach. We already quoted this back on the Yomid Aleph Mishnah from yesterday. Any other carbon, like a carbon shlomim, that he shechted the carbon, he shame carbon Pesach. If it's not ro'i because it was an egel, it was a 2 years old, it was an akeva, whatever it happens to be, then he's chayiv. Because it's toyev b'dvar mitzvah le'osem mitzvah d'zugunish mit kunish v'mru'im. However, if it's ro'i, so then it's a, Rashi said it's a mitzvah k'tzas, it's a mitzvah koldu. Why is it mitzvah koldu? Because after all, kol hazvach and shenizol yomad gshayim. It was well, you shouldn't have brought on Shabbos, but it's a kosher carbon, and therefore the imruyim. Rabbi Lezer mechayiv chaz. Rabbi Yishua poyter because the toy b'dvar mitzvah. The awesome mitzvah gemacht up sashtikul mitzvah. So Yotimar man tana deshanele ben ruuyim shein ruuyim. Who makes this distinction between ruuyim and ruuyim in the machloikis between Rabbi Lezer and Rabbi Yishua? It's Rabbi Shimoni. Who's this Rabbi Shimon? The son you have a price. Echad hazvachim ruuyim. V'yachad hazvachim shein ruuyim. V'chein hashoichin l'shem emunah tzibur. Potter divrei meir. That's the same Remeir that we had in the Amud Aleph, that he said by the Kabonis Tzibur Yapata, that was Remeir in our Mishnah as well. He said, Kabonis Tzibur, if someone brought in a new carbon shlomim and said, oh, I have a new Talmud here, and he brings for the Talmud, he is Potter. Why is he Potter? Because not Talmud of our Mitzvah, we already brought the carbon Talmud already before, and it's Yeshlan Kitzvah, like we said on the Amud Aleph, like we said in the Mishnah. Tzibur Remeir. And Rav Meir therefore says, by Zvachim Haru'uyin, or Zvachim She'en Haru'uyin, it makes no difference. Yoroi Nishroi for Karban Pesach. If he goes and decides to bring it for Karban Pesach, in all cases he will be Potur, even though it's a Karban She'en Haru'uy, like an egel. That's Rav Meir. Omer of Shimon, no. Leinach Ligor Blazer of Yeshua Al She'en Haru'uyin She'chayiv. If it's Ein Roy, everybody's reason is chai. That's totally off the charts. You can't go and bring an eagle for carbon base. You can't bring a 2-year-old. You can't bring in the kebab. Everybody knows that. That's what Rashi said in the Mishnah. He's not a toyer. He's a shoygay. And therefore, you're shoygay. You have to go and bring a carbon chatas. So basically, all we've done is repeat the Mishnah, and we've ascribed the halach of the Mishnah, not according to everybody. It's according to Reb Shimon, who makes this distinction between the Ruyin and Shein Ruyin. We go back to the mayor again. Amra bibi amra blasa. Poita hoyer a mayor afil egel shel zivchei shlomim sheshchotei l'shum ha-pesach. When the mayor says that you are potter from being a karm chatos, we're talking about even if he brought not just he brought a zivchei shlomim, which is another karm, but an egel shel zivchei shlomim, which is a double portion. Everybody knows an egel is not roy for karm pesach. It's got to be min a kvasim min a izim. This is an egel which is a kaf. And he shechted the carbon pesach. The mayor still says you potter ruuyin ein ruuyin pot. Aha. Omri Reb Zeila Reb Bibi. But Omri Reb Yoichanan. Reb Yoichanan said, "Moida hoyer a mayor bebali mumin." What happens if he didn't go and shecht an egel l'shem carbon pesach? He went and shechted a balmum l'shem carbon pesach. Here Reb Meir finally says, "I agree. You're chayiv a carbon chatas." Now, why is there a difference between a balmum and an egel? L'choy the gabi karm pesach. Both of them are equally disqualified. An egel you can't bring for karm pesach, and a balmum you can't bring for karm pesach. What's going on? Amalei balimum and loy torid bu v'hai torid be. Again, we're using the inyan not so much of the toyib bar mitzvah, but the torid, the tirda. What means a tirda? If you're talking about an egel, he has a tirda because this egel was a kosher carbon. It's a carbon shlomim. This person mistakenly, and maybe in an absent-mindedly, maybe out of good nature, ayira tzaddik, he wants to make sure there's enough carbonis pesach for everybody. He brings the carbon egel. Abul Maisa, he's torted with his carbon egel in the sense that he has a behema out in his corral that he has to make sure to bring for a carbon, either today or yesterday or tomorrow. At some point, he has to bring because it's a carbon shlomim. So he's torted. Mashinki by balmum, there's no tirda. Everybody that sees a behemoth, which is a balmum, knows that's off the radar screen. That's off the charts. It's off the table. I can't even think about bringing this for a carbon. It's a balmum. So therefore, if I have a balmum, which I brought for a carbon Pesach, that's not shaykh. What's this? It's worse than an egel. Because an egel, at least you can use for other kabbalists. And in fact, this egel was niskadish, was consecrated for another carbon. An egel shuzivchei shlomim. So he did have a tirda. He messed up between the shlom and the carbon pesach. Oh, in such a case, says Rav Meir, you're potter. It's a toyib b'dvar mitzvah. But there's no toyib b'dvar mitzvah by a balimumin because you're not even toyib b'balimumin. When you see the balimumin, you say, get that behemah out of here. He has no business being the azara. You can't bring it for any carbon. So therefore, you're totally vazuksti.
No, but if he's torah, if he's shachting the balmum, he believes it's a kosher. If he's shachting it in Shabbos, Erev,
but he shouldn't be.
He shouldn't be. But he's torah. It's he is torah. He thinks it's a kosher korban, or he wouldn't be shachting it. So he is Torah. Why are we dismissing his state of mind?
He had that mistake that it wasn't Mum. Everybody knows you can't bring about Mum. I think he was Torah that he thought it wasn't about Mum.
Let's look at Rashi, eight lines from the top of the
Yom. He's shechting about Mum.
Five, six lines into the narrow lines. Moidir meyba bali Mumen. Hoyil v'lav v'nei carbon. You know, it's not a carbon. Le'yochel loymer toyehu. He can't go and say that he's a toya, and therefore he's chayiv. We're going to ask chulin in a moment. But the point is, what the Gemara is saying is, he's not torah if you're dealing with a balmum, because balmum, everybody knows that there's no, it's out of the parsha, right? I'm going to go and bring a horse for a car. I meant well. What was I supposed to know? A horse is the same thing as a balmum. It's out of the parsha, nothing to talk about. But an eagle is a wonderful animal, and for other kabbalists, it's perfect. In fact, it was in the Scottish for Zivchei Shlomim. So, a fundamental difference. What about Chulun Mishum Pesach, Miley Omer Meir? What would a mayor hold on in this case? After all, the mayor is the one that's most makel in terms of having to bring the Karm Chatas. He says, even by the Karm Tomid, you don't have to bring a Karm Chatas if you mistakenly brought a second one. You would shech the shame Karm Tomid. So now, that same Remeir is the one here in the top of this brisa. Echad is vachan ruuyim, vachan she'ein ruuyim, shech l'shem meimur pes. Everything is potter, potter, potter. So far we found one exception to the rule. That's the Bali Mumin case, where even Remeir would hold Moider Meir that he would be chayv. Why? Because it's off the charts. So Frank Dimor, what about Chulin? Chulin is also off the chart. Can I bring Chulin for a karm? In fact, it's Chulin Bazara. He can't go and bring it for it. Now, if he had said about this Chulin, okay, Chulin, di baimidi, I'm now about to bring you, I'm now finally Makdashu, finally, oh, it's a different story. But he left it Chulin like it was until now. And he checked the Gabishon Karm Pesa. What would Remeir hold? Even a case of chulin l'shem pesach. Why? What's the difference between a malmum and the case of the chulin? Everywhere malmumin like michlefi, hani michlefi. A malmum can't be nischalif with any other carbon because this is international, this is generic, this is universal. Balmum is disqualified. So you can't go, if you see that this animal has some sort of nick here, there, everywhere, you know it's disqualified. So there's no reason why you'd bring it for a carbon. That's why you'd be chayiv in that case. You're not torid bidbar mitzvah. Hani michlefi. However, this chulin animal looks like any other animal.
And if he was makdashit, he would be great.
It would be wonderful. Everybody would give him the Nobel Peace Prize for going and bringing a bekarm pesach bizmani the way he's supposed to be. So he made a mistake, Mechlefi. In this case, Remeir would go and pater, just like he paters in all the other cases. He was a toy of bar mitzvah, these pater. So tomorrow, the name should be Chlufi, Vlayechlufi. You're telling me now that the key essential difference, according to Remeir, is a behemoth that you can be machlef and you cannot be machlef. From Rabbi Yom Rabbi Lozer, Poito Yeremeir Afila Egel Shel Zivchei Shlom Shishach Lashem Pesach. Now, how could that be? Nobody's machlef an Egel for a keves, for a sev, Almer Taimed Ermei Mishum Detorit. Because he has on his mind the obligation, he has to go bring this Karm Shlom at some point in time, so this obligation is hovering in his mind on his head. That's why he's considered to be a Torit. Therefore, we see that the chilik is Torit and not Torit, and not the chilik is between Machlef and Loi Machlef. So he told him, both are correct. Omli Torit Avagav to Loi Machlef, Machlef Avagav to Loi Torit. In both cases, Remeir would hold that you are potter. In a case where he's torid, like with the egel, even though the machlef, nobody's going to switch an egel for a keves, for a sev, for purpose of carbon base. But Lemaisi still has a tear that he has to go and bring this carbon. And as a result of his tear that he became nival, he became a constant tamish, tzerid, tzachish, confused, and he brought up a carbon base. Or machlef avagam leitarid. Or in the case of this chulin, which looks exactly like all the Karbonius Pesach, in fact, it may even be an identical twin of one of the other animals which was for Karbon Pesach. The only difference is a chul, but it's a seh, and it's a benchana, and it's a zohar, so it's mechlef. Even though it's not Torah, he had no business even thinking about bringing the chulin into Beis Midrash, but mechlef. So as long as you have one of the two, says Remeir, you're a potter. Lafuki bali mumin, tuli echlufi mechlef, le mitri torit. If it's a balmum, you're not going to switch it with anybody else. You see, it's a balmum. Vele mitri torit doesn't have a tirda because you're not supposed to even think about bringing a balmum for a cart. See, he has no tirda, he has no chif. Therefore, says Remeir, it says Rabbi Yochanan, in such a case, moider Remeir that he be chai be bali mumin. Baruch Hashem. Yosef Reb Zeir and Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak, Akilah Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak. Reb Zeir and Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak are sitting on the porch of Reb Shmuel Bar Yitzchak's house. Yosef Amrin, they're saying the following. We're now going to bring a machloikis amiroim. Until now, we were talking about all the tanoim, Reb Lezer, Reb Yeshua, Reb Meir, Reb Shimon. Now we're going to the amiroim, and we're going to have a similar machloikis about to'o b'dvar mitzvah, chayiv, not chayiv. Reb Shimon Lakish. Nischalef lishpud shel noiseh bishpud shel tzli va'acholay. This could be talking about a Karm Pesach, or it could be talking throughout the year. A person wants to eat kachim, and he takes the kachim, he finds ishpud, which has on it some grease, and obviously it was used previously, and he assumes that this was used previously for a carbon today, and therefore I'm going to continue using it for another carbon today. And it turns out that this shpud was used most recently yesterday or 2 days ago. If all that shmud, all that grease that you find on it, all those bliyos, as well as those things which are not balua in the end, all of those are from noiser. In other words, it had to have been, should have been cleaned. Perhaps it should also have been a libra. They should have kashered it. But the Maaseh, they didn't kasher it. And now, he made an honest mistake. The two shpudim look exactly the same. This is greasy and that's greasy. But this one is greasy from yesterday, 2 days ago, and therefore it's nicer. And this is from today, and therefore it's mutter.
Okay.
Noisim tam livgam. Noisim tam livgam. Exactly, it's noisim tam livgam. But the Maaseh, it's nicer. And therefore?
No, it's a... And so therefore it shouldn't be, it's not a din of noser in terms of the korban, and it shouldn't be a problem.
Noisim tam levgam is in blioys, noisim tam levgam is not in the end. So there is Be'en sitting out over there, because otherwise you go and say, what happens if I have a piece of nevela, which is already 3 days old? I can eat it now.
No, Ibn Sarasso maybe, but...
Okay. Is talking about.
You're complaining about time?
No, it's fine. Everything is great. If we look down, really? Almost halfway down the Amud. Everybody say, please. The Shmud Chotzli, almost halfway down the Amud. Everybody see Shmud Chotzli?
Yes.
Zok Rashi, Shmud Chotzli, Shal Kodesh, Ha Ro'oi. He thought it was a Ro'oi Dika Shmud. Vakim this Kodesh was a mitzvah, the Chsev Achloi, Zemash HaKupar Behem. And it turned out that what? That he ate it from a Shmud of Noiser, Chayiv, the Tobid Bar Mitzvah, Vulei Yasa Mitzvah. And Noiser Chayiv, Ma'az Doinei Kodesh, Shikosli Chatzah, the Chsev, Vo'oi Chlava, Vo'oi And that's karis, of course, if it's b'mezid, and b'shoyi it's a karim chatas. So what happens over here? The person, by accident, went and cooked, and he roasted his carbon on a shpud shel noiser. So now he's eating noiser. Now he's chayiv for eating noiser. He did a b'shoyi, so he's going to chayiv to go and bring a karim chatas. Rabbi Yochanan is talking about a totally different case. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Ishtay Nida Bo. When I was in Chas Hashem, a person lives with his wife, and Ishtay Nida, he didn't realize it. It was a shogeg. What exactly the fact pattern was, we'll see in the Gemara momentarily. If he did that, he's Chayv Karm Chatz. Yevimtoy, if however he's living with his Yevama for the first time, and the purpose is to accomplish the mitzvah of Yibam, and it turns out, unfortunately, that she is a Nida Bo'al, then he's Potter. Because there is a toyeh b'dvar mitzvah v'osa mitzvah, because at least he was mekayim the mitzvah of Yibam, that he was bo'olel. Unfortunately, she was a nidah, so that was prohibited. But nevertheless, he was mekayim a mitzvah. So now, Rabbi Yochanan in the first halach, when he says, ishtay nidah bo'al, he's chayiv. That sounds very similar to Reish Lakish, that said, ishput shal noiser, v'choli is chayiv. So we're going to have a machloikis now. Does Rabbi Yochanan agree with Reish Lakish, or does he disagree with Reish Lakish? We're going to have two ikadiyamis. Ikadiyamis. Avad and Avad, Rabbi Yochanan would agree to Rabbi Shimon Melokish that he's chayiv, and it's mitakolshke. Why is it mitakolshke? Because there, when he ate noises, says Rashi, ain shem lachluchis mitzvah. There's no lachluchis, there's no mitzvah whatsoever. However, when he's living with his wife, assuming that she is not pregnant, we're going to talk about that shortly in the Gemara, so then he wants to mekayim mitzvah periviriviyah. And madach, when he wants to be mekayim mitzvah periviriviyah, he's oisi b'dvar mitzvah, and awesome mitzvah in the sense that if he lives with his wife and she could be, were she able to become pregnant, he'd be doing a dvar mitzvah. So also, he's oisi b'dvar mitzvah, awesome mitzvah, he has alichluchishul mitzvah, so then he is chayiv. Elach has come in the case when he eats noisar, then the chavadi is going to be chayiv, because there's no mitzvah whatsoever, no lachluchishul mitzvah.
Lachluchis, yeah, I translate that word. It's a Lech lecha usually means it's a.
That's with a chaf. This is with a ches.
How would you what? How do you translate that word?
Hapach nishbor v'nachnu lemnotnu. What's the pach? A pach shel shemen, or a pach that you fall over? In other words, the word pach has two different interpretations. The pach could be it could be a jug.
Right.
It could also be a pach that you can go and slip over or trip over. The word lachluchas similarly depends on whether you have lichluch with a chof or lachluchas with a ches.
Yes.
Lichluch with a chof means a lot of dirt.
Right.
Lachluchas a ches means moisture.
Okay.
In other words, look at the right. Lach, if the word lachas. Mm-hmm. If you look at the Rashi here on the side, go up five lines. Koshkin bahu in the case of noisar. The mechay, the ancient lachluchas mitzvah. You don't even have some wetness of mitzvah. There's not no shaychas mitzvah whatsoever. Ahocha avgad the muberes view mitzvah simchas ishta yika. We're going to talk about that shortly in the Gemara about the muberes. But the point is, Avad Rabbi Yochanan would agree in the case of the Shvut Shel Noisar that he didn't accomplish anything other than to eat a piece of Noisar. The Chavad is going to be Chai of a Karm Chatzis.
No, he's eating the Shlomid that he brought.
Right.
And the Shlomid is a mitzvah.
Right, because the Shvut is of Noisar. But
as a result of the fact that the Noisar is now embedded inside this Karm, so he's eating Noisar. And Noisar is a Chai of a Chai of Karm. So that's Avad, he would agree.
Makes the whole thing Noisar.
Exactly. That's the first thing of the Amri. Koshkul he the mechayv also mitzvah. Is the Amri? There's another version by he potur that in fact in the case of Rish Lakish he would hold his part. My timer. Hosam hu the havali l'shiyule avul hachad l'havali l'shiyule loy. In the case of his wife, he should have asked his wife before he lives with her. Tell me, do you feel that it's close to your period? Do you feel wetness? So since he didn't ask, it was a taka shoygig. But therefore he's chai. Av l'hocha, he couldn't ask anybody about the shpud. Hey, shpud, tell me, when was the last time that you were used? The shpud is silent. The fact that the shpud would speak, then you'd have to be nervous about something, that something is amiss.
Of concern.
Of great concern. So therefore, Rashi says, b'shpud lekin l'man l'shayla. There was nobody around to ask. And so therefore, in that case, he would be potur. He's essentially like an honest. Nobody else to ask. Well, I thought it was called him. Looks like a regular shpud, like all the other shpudim. How was I supposed to know? So that's the two versions what Rabbi Yochanan would hold in the case of Rish Lakish by the shpud Shalvais. Break them up, Rabbi Yochanan, Maishno Yevimtai. So now we've now dealt with what Rabbi Yochanan would hold in Rish Lakish. But now let's talk about Rabbi Yochanan internally. By Ishta Nida Chayt. Yevimtai Nida his Pater. Break them up, Maishno Yevimtai the Ka'avin Mitzvah. By the Yivam, I understand why he's Pater. Because Toye bedvar mitzvah, the awesome mitzvah, he did a mitzvah of Yibam. Ishtanami ka'oven mitzvah. Didn't he also do a mitzvah? In the sense, if he wanted to impregnate his wife, so therefore he's being oisib in mitzvah of periverivia. Okay, he made a mistake, he was bald, but also awesome mitzvah in terms of that he lived with her for the intention of, just like he did for the intention of Yibam, he did for the intention of periverivia. And then with Ishtan Muberis, talking about the Shizuram Muberis, and therefore he didn't have an intention of impregnating her, she's already pregnant. Baruch Hashem, so he's not doing any mitzvah periphery. But after all, every husband has the requirement of share ksus v'oina, the certain specific times he's supposed to live with her, lamush every Friday night, etc. And therefore, it's a mitzvah v'oina. So that's also a toy b'dvar mitzvah. He should be part of it. So he was talking about that he had already lived a third earlier that week, whatever it was, nizman oina. Even if it's not the oina, any time that a person lives with his wife when she is desirous that he lives with her, he's also be mesameacher, and therefore it's also considered to be a dvar mitzvah. He can't go and just say, well, I'm only going to live with you during the oina time, not any other time. No, every time he lives with her, if she has that desire, so then he's also in a kaim of mitzvah. So, Freitimara, what's the difference between the Yibam case and the Nida case, his wife case? Freitimara, some of the vest that's talking about that it was already close to the vest time. In other words, the vest was 30 days, 31 days, 35 days. And unfortunately, he's on the brink of that day. He should have been careful. This is not a time to go and say, well, she's going to be happy. He got to go and find out.
Well, why don't you say she had a headache?
Or exactly one of those reasons.
No, but there's no case of him being torrid.
I'm sorry?
There's no Indian of him being torrid.
That's what the Gemara is asking. That he's being torrid and he's being toyib in bar mitzvah, I should go and say, just like by the Yibam case in Potter, by the Isha case should also be Potter. So the Gemara over here, he shouldn't have lived with her because he should have asked her, and she was told someone could ask her. He has to be very precautious by
you're,
Esther.
You're conflating now Toa and Torah, by the way. You know,
I only conflated because he asked the question. Okay. If he hadn't asked the question, we wouldn't have gone into it. Faith Moriach, Ethel, Yvim, Nami. So why Yvim, too? We have to assume it's so much Samach Levesta, and therefore there are two parallel cases. Yvim, Toy, Bozumina, Ishtali, Bozumina. When it comes to his wife, after all, they've been living together for some time. I don't know if he's a newly married or they've been married for 50 years, but by now he no longer has the shame to go and ask her, tell me, vi haltmin on the schedule on your calendar, are we close or are we not close? But the Ivama, this is the first time you're going to live with her. It's a little bit, you know, impolite, a little awkward to start asking, oh, by the way, when did you ever listen? Come on, this is the first time. Good. So now we've fa'emfed this, not this, the serum, but we now know the difference between the ishtar nida, where you're chai, because he wasn't the kind any mitzvah was ever going to sum of the best, but Yivam Alisi was the kind of mitzvah of Yivam, even though it was unfortunately through a nida circumstance, but he was the kind of mitzvah, toibid bar mitzvah, he has a mitzvah, he's potter. Fa'emfed more Rabbi Yochanan, that he holds toibid bar mitzvah, he also mitzvah, he's potter, kiman, can we find any Tana that holds that way? We have the Tana by Mishnah.
Exactly.
The Gemara is going to bring that in another minute.
Okay, yeah,
but before we bring Rabbi Yeshua, we also want to explore another Tana too. Even with Rabbi Yossi, does he hold like Rabbi Yossi? Not Rabbi Yossi. Yoyim yontu berishin shel chag shechalius b'shabos. It's now the first day of Sukkot, but it's also Shabbos. B'shachav v'hoytzi esalul b'rishis rab. We had that story here a number of years ago. Unfortunately, a person, very, very wonderful, wonderful person, but he had come out from the Soviet Union not long before, and he brought a beautiful lulav. It has to be the first time in his life he had a lulav. Anyway, he brought the first day of Yom, but it was on Shabbos. He didn't know any better. He was a nice guy. Okay, anyway, why is he potter? The Rashi says, we don't mean Hoytzi Rishus, he had the right. He didn't have the right. It's Rishus Rav, and it's Shabbos, he had no right. Rishus means, after all, he's a Toyu B'dvar Mitzvah in the sense that he's Torah. Taka Rashi says Torah. Look at Rishus, 7-8 lines before the wide lines down below. Rashi says, Rishus, Shel Mitzvah, Shel Torah. He knows that Arba, meaning he wants to show everybody his beautiful Esrig, what a beautiful pitam, and Givaldik, and the shedra of the lulav, it goes from here to the Shemaim, and it's not split, and it's Givaldik. So he's Torah. And therefore, unfortunately, he made a mistake. So to be honest, in such a case, he's Potur. So over here too, he was living with the Yavama. He meant totally well. Everything is fine. He wants him to come to mitzvah. Unfortunately, he didn't know that she was a nida. So that's why he's potter. So he's also a Torah bidvar mitzvah. He's a Torah bidvar mitzvah. What does Rabbi Yochanan say? That he's potter. Oh, L'chor is relying on that Rabbi Yossi. So to what's the right? To Mashani Hossam, this is Mali Bohu. Maybe there because you have the constraints and limitations of time. In other words, where does Rabbi Yossi say Torah bidvar mitzvah? Only Zman Bohu, because after all, there are only 7 days of Yom Tov. Time is of the essence. He has to go and bring his lulav and esrog. If he's not going to bring it now, he's going to bring it Pesach time. It's going to be a little too late. So therefore, that's the behola. That's the tirza. Mashenke legabe, the case of the yibam. If he doesn't do yibam today, he can do the yibam tomorrow. He can do it next week. He can do it next month.
So it's not time. It's not. It's time sensitive.
It's the case of lulav and esrog is time sensitive, but yibam is not time sensitive.
So the case, I think, the case of the yibam is much more Torah than the case of the lulav and esrog. I mean, right. a person is much more,
$1,000 on your lulav and esrog.
A person is much more apprehensive about yibam, especially since it is recurring in Shlomo Malka Mitzvah, than they are about the lulav and esrog.
Let's look at Rashi. Dizman Bohu, 6-7 lines. Shekavulo am I yoyim. Today is the mitzvah of Sukkis mit Arba Minim. But Tarit, Demloy Achshav, Eimasai, Hoylech Eitzel Bakilamde. If I'm not going to bring in today my Lulav and Esrog, I don't know any better, then when am I ever going to find out what the halach is? I'm going to bring him into Shul, worse comes to worse. I'll say, hey, Shabbos shouldn't have brought it. And there's so much tirdom, I want to make sure the Makayim the mitzvah of Arba Minim. Mashenkin Yibam, I don't have the Makayim the mitzvah of Yibam today. If I, for some reason, smell or suspect that there might be a nida issue, there's no reason you have to do it today. We can do it next week. We can do it in a month from now. Avada is reason makdimen, but it's not time sensitive. So maybe Rabbi Yossi would disagree with Rabbi Yochanan, and he would hold that if you were ba al yivam toy nida ba, maybe you'd be takachayit. So you have no raya from Rabbi Yossi.
Okay.
Rabbi Shu from our Mishnah. What did Yeshua say in our Mishnah? Next Rashi, right before the white lines. The part of the Masnis and the Shoich Lishem Pesach Lishem the Torah B'dvar Mitzvah the Awesome Mitzvah. So here's also Torah B'dvar Mitzvah the Awesome Mitzvah. He did Yibam. In the case of Korban Pesach, it's all to Erev Pesach. Everybody's rushing back and forth. Korban Pesach, blah, 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 blah. So maybe there you have that tier to the mitzvah of Asa Mitzvah. But yeah, not by Yibo. Velikram Yeshua, the Tanoikos. What's the mice of Tanoikos? Did you have the two kids, whether it's a Friday kid, a Sunday kid? It's Shabbos. I want to do the Mila Bismanim and the Kind of Mitzvah. Again, it's time constraint. It's today. Yibum doesn't have time constraints. Oh, Velikrim Shuva the Truma. What's the Rabishu the Truma? I did not. It's in the middle of eating a sandwich of it with Truma bread. And as he's eating it, someone says to him, by the way, did you know that your mother was a Grusha when your father married your mother? It's the first time I ever heard of that. Well, it's true. So what difference does that make to me? Unfortunately, now I'm a chol. I'm a like Yisrael. Am I allowed to eat truma? You're not allowed to eat truma. So what do I do now?
Reb Lezer, I don't know if he's chayim misa
d'shamayim. Azar, who does?
No, he's not Azar, but he's. I have to agree that.
Okay, for our purposes,
he's a chol. It's not Azar necessarily.
And he's doing it b'shogeg. He's not doing it b'mezid. What's the din of a person who's a zar who eats truma b'shogeg?
Kerem b'chomesh.
Reb Lezer, chayim kerem b'chomesh. That's Reb Lezer. Reb Yeshua pointed. Now, why is Reb Yeshua pattering? Because Reb Yeshua says he's toyeh b'dvar mitzvah. He thought he's a kohen. He thought he's doing the right thing. He's eating truma, and unfortunately, he's toyeh. And okay, and therefore he's pattering. And here you don't have time constraint, because who knows, he never knew that he was a chol. He might never have known that he's a chol. Right. It just happened all of a sudden. And so therefore, l'choyah, that's Rabbi Yochanan is relying on that Rabbi Yeshua. Says Yimara. Then we could have been Rabbi Yimara, be better by, you know what that case is talking about? The truma of Erev Pesach, this man of Paul. It's Erev Pesach, it's in the morning. Shnell, everybody eat up the truma before it gets this money. Everybody's eating shnell, because it's only going to be 11 o'clock. 10:35 in the Magen Avraham, this man, the Groz man is 10:80 to 10:58, you know, it was man of Paul. So might you have a right for that? Imam Yishani Truma, the Ikri Avoide. From Voide Rachmona Achshe. Or it could be that's a special day. The reason why Rishu is patr is because Truma is called Avoide. Where do we find Truma is called Avoide? The Gemara is going to say at the very top of the Omer Aleph. We'll see in another minute or two. You see, it says Avoides Matana. Skip to the Omer Aleph. Avoides Matana Etein Esku Naschem. Rashi says it's talking about all Matnois Kahuna. They're called Avoidas Matana. So therefore, Truma has the name of Avoide. Avoide Rachmona Achshe. And if a person, by mistake, al cholol did avoid the Torah says, but the evidence kushet. Where do we find it? It's not. Hoy oim in a makrif, a person is a koyin, and he's doing the avoid, he's doing the zrika, not doing the shrita, because shrita is mutter bizarre. Yeah. So he's doing the zrika, he's doing everything great. Manoid and all of that. Hey, Yankel, did you hear the story? What story? It's all over. It went viral. What means it went viral? No, nothing to do with viruses. Everybody knows about the fact that you're a bit grushim and chalutz. So what does that mean? You're a chalutz. You have no business doing. Is this carbon kosher? Call our carbonus, kul and shikar, v'gam izbech psul. Anything that he was makriv throughout the years are all possible because he was a chol. Rabbi Yeshua makshir. Oh, that's Rabbi Yeshua of truma, and now it's Rabbi Yeshua of avoid. The white tak is he makshir. For me, my time is Rabbi Yeshua. After a chol, this is in the part of Baruch Hashem. Chelo, you fall yod of tirtzah mechatzos naim. Come of psanim yikumen. This is a Levi Yomar, right? We learned this always on some chasayim. Yeah. So Baruch Hashem chelo. Now chelo normally means his possessions, right? Yisrael ois a choil. And what do they say in Eretz Yisrael? They want to say you did a good job. I don't know. Anyway, so Baruch Hashem chelo. Here the Gemara is touching with chelo to mean chaloloi. Baruch Hashem chalolai. Even if it turns out that he is a cholol, a folly out of tirtza, whatever pu'ulai said he did, tirtza are good and are accepted, a merutza for the Kodesh Baruch Hu. Ah, fight more. Truma heicha ikri avoid. You said the truma is called avoid. The sign imasim reb tarfin shabot shildoi bo emish to the smedish. Reb tarfin unfortunately did not come yesterday. The smedish the shachris the next day. Matzoi Ram Gamliel, Rabbi Gamliel found him. What happened? You weren't feeling well? Was it snow? What happened? I was doing the avoida. By the time of this story of Reb Tarfon and Rabbi Gamliel, unfortunately, it was already after the Charm Beis Hamikdash. So what avoida was he doing? I listen to what you're saying. It doesn't make sense. There's no Beis Hamikdash. What avoida are you doing? Amaloi, what I meant to say, Hari Oimer, avoid this matana, and it's going to ask him. What I was talking about was my avoider was that I was eating truma yesterday, and that's why I missed coming to this medrash. So how is truma called avoider? Because it says avoider is matana etik's gonna ask him to tap Rashi. Matnois kahuna shenasati lechem, including of course truma. Hari henka avoider has a status of avoider. Vazarek harbiyumas. Also achilas truma begvulin, the eating of truma outside the base of Mikdash is kavoidus base of Mikdash, as if you're doing the avoider inside the base of Mikdash. So that's why Reb Tarfon referred to it, I guess, somewhat of a jocular sense when he said, I did the avoider yesterday because I was eating truma, that was my mitzvah. Ah, so that's what Imara said. That's why Reb Yeshua said that if a person is eating truma, why is he potter? Are these potter because it's man of bohol, because it's talking about an Erev Pesach, and therefore you have the tirda of this man, like all those other cases, you have the tirda of this man, or you have the tirda because truma is called avoida, and avoida a cholul is kosher, so we're eating truma also a cholul is kosher, having nothing to do with the din of tovid bar mitzvah, also mitzvah le'ot mitzvah, just push it because that's an exception that even if you're cholul, but the evidence, if you ate, you're potter. So therefore, bottom line is, we have not found a tana as the makoyer for Rabbi Yochanan.
Yeah. We had Rabbi Yossi, where's the mayor?
It's a good question. Why didn't I bring the mayor?
Was Gemara's been asleep?
It's a good question. Why didn't I bring the mayor?
Right.
The mayor holds Sevedu Amitzvah. Oh, what was Remeir's case? Remeir's case was also a carbon tamid. Carbon tamid is also limited in the day. You have to bring a carbon tamid today. You can't bring a tamid, two tamidim tomorrow to make up for today. So it's also zman of bohol. So as opposed to yim, you can do yim today, you can do yim tomorrow, you can do yim next week, etc., etc. So one could give the same terrors, zman of bohol for also Remeir.
Wonderful, sure. Thank you.
Thank you, Avoisi. It's an hour 24. Thank you very much, Avoisi.